Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Friday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 26 through 40. This chapter concludes with the Apostle Paul admonishing the community of believers to worship in a proper and orderly way. And he offers advice on orderly conduct regarding those who speak in strange tongues. And, again, God's saving word for us all this week has been spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading 1 Corinthians chapter 14 at verse 26. This is what I mean, my friends. When you meet for worship, one person has a hymn, another a teaching, another has a revelation from God, another a message in strange tongues, and still another the explanation of what is said. Everything must be of help to the church. If someone is going to speak in strange tongues, two or three at the most should speak, one after the other, and someone else must explain what is being said. But if there is no one there who can explain, then the one who speaks in strange tongues must be quiet and speak to himself only and to God. Two or three who are given God's message should speak, while the others are to judge what they say. But if someone sitting in the meeting receives a message from God, and the one who is speaking should stop, all of you may proclaim God's message one by one so that everyone will learn and be encouraged. The gift of proclaiming God's message should be under the speaker's control because God does not want us to be in disorder, but in harmony and peace. As in all the churches of God's people, the women should be kept quiet in the meetings. They are not allowed to speak, as the Jewish law says they must not be in charge. If they want to find out about something, they should ask their husbands at home. It is a disgraceful thing for a woman to speak in a church meeting. Or could it be that the Word of God came from you? Or are you the only one to whom it came? If anyone supposes he is God's messenger or he has a spiritual gift, he must realize that what I'm writing to you is the Lord's command. But if he does not pay attention to this, pay no attention to him. So then, my friends, set your heart on proclaiming God's message. But do not forbid the speaking in strange tongues. Everything must be done in a proper and orderly way. And today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 39 through 40, where Paul says, "So then, my friends, set your heart on proclaiming God's message, but do not forbid the speaking in strange tongues. Everything must be done in a proper and orderly way." And again, Paul is setting in order how we are to have, how the church is to experience its meetings. And it's basically, there are songs that are sung and there's that time of worship, but the main purpose of the meeting is for people to grow in their faith, to grow in their knowledge of God. And so that is basically what they're doing as people are, reading the Word of God, and somebody says, "Well, I have a message from God," then all of this is done in an orderly fashion. And so it's interesting that here Paul once again gives the admonition, do not forbid the speaking in strange tongues, but he does recognize that if somebody does give a message in tongues, there has to be somebody there to interpret that message, or it has no place in the church. Let's pray. Loving God, teach me to affirm the spiritual gifts of others and to use my gifts to help and support your church. May all I do be done in love, and may my actions be a way of proclaiming your message. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our time this week to an end, beloved. Join me Monday morning when we'll be in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at verse 1, where the Apostle Paul begins his second letter to the Corinthians with a prayer of thanksgiving. But before then, I hope to see you in church on Sunday. And if you can't make it to the church service, don't forget that we are live over Facebook and Zoom. And the Facebook and Zoom can be, or the Facebook message can be seen at any time, day or night. It's actually archived there. So may God richly bless you. And I really thank you, truly thank you from the bottom of my heart for the privilege of spending these few moments together this morning. God bless.